Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. RJ Spina, true leader, metaphysical teacher, and the world has never needed one so desperately. He has verifiably healed himself of permanent chest down paralysis, severe chronic illness, and life-threatening conditions through his own authentic transcendence. His teachings, guidance, and revolutionary self-healing and self-realization techniques have already completely changed and saved the lives of many across this globe. He has dedicated his life to the freeing and healing of humanity on all levels, and RJ currently lives in San Diego, California, has recently started a non-for-profit human advancement through higher consciousness organization, and teaches revolutionary self-healing and self-realization courses, performing energy healings, and counsels people worldwide. RJ, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me again, George. I'm happy to be here.
Great. How have you been?
I've been very well. How about you?
Good. In the book, Supercharged Self-Healing, I trust, has been doing well?
It's doing very well. It feels like the word is finally getting out to more and more people, and some of that is due in part to our conversation that we had last time, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. What exactly is consciousness for a lot of people who just don't understand that?
That's a great question. There's various levels of consciousness. So existence itself is conscious, and I think this is where we get the idea that the world, that all is mental.
Right.
And that's not entirely accurate, because there are certain things like rocks and minerals don't have the same type of sentience or level of sentience or we can refer to as consciousness as a plant or an insect. And the sentience or consciousness that's within a plant or an insect is not the same level that's in an animal, that's not the same level that's in a human or an alien. So it just depends on the form factor that the sentience itself chooses to be able to express itself. It must be in alignment with its level of consciousness or sentience. Now, all of existence is conscious. It's all God, Source, Creator. But God, Source, Creator has created through what I would call variance. And that's where we're getting these various levels. Just like there's various frequencies and dimensions, there's various levels of consciousness. And what's rather obvious, the levels of consciousness and sentience that's in a rock is not the same level of consciousness or sentience that's in you or I. But it is the ability, once we reach sentience, it is the ability to learn about yourself through creativity. And that is when consciousness becomes sentient or self-aware and it is able to evolve itself through its own creativity.
Once we begin to understand consciousness, can we use it to better our own existence?
Completely and utterly. In fact, that's George, that's all we ever use. We give the credit to, let's say, technology or an invention, but all technology and inventions come from our consciousness and our level of sentience. The greatest invention that ever was, is, or will be is our consciousness. Now, when we start to use the higher mind or higher consciousness, we're going to move past the agreed-upon limitations that we have misidentified ourselves with. And that starts because of our identification with our physical body. And then we reduce our higher mind to what I call lower consciousness or body consciousness, which is just the five physical senses. And that's the data stream that comes in that forms the intellect. Now, pure imagination or pure consciousness or higher mind consciousness is far, far beyond lower consciousness, and it's what's given birth to the intellect or the lower consciousness. So it's when we come back and work within, and you can think of this as through meditation, and we'll probably talk about that because that has such a strange connotation at this point, what meditation actually is. We're going to kind of debunk what that really is. But when we start to work with our higher mind, George, more of our unlimited self becomes available to us, and this is when we start to become the superhuman.
Why are some people, RJ, more inclined to understand consciousness and utilize it better than other people?
That's another great question. So that my understanding and direct experience is there's two things there. When we fully identify or fully immerse ourselves in believing and thinking that we are just the body, then we reduce ourselves to just our five senses, and then the logic and linear program that our brain runs on. So anything outside of what we can see, hear, touch, taste, smell, etc., becomes impossible and is automatically rejected by those that deeply identify themselves as the body. So that's number one. And I call that full immersion into the human experience. You truly believe you're just the body. There's nothing after that. Once you're dead, you're in the ground, and that's the end of that. The other reason for that is this various level of consciousness, or what really is sentience. And sentience is our divine intelligence. It is our level of love and wisdom, and whose subsets or talents and abilities, which often or hopefully fuels the intellect when the higher mind is. So because we talked about this variance, no two souls are the same. Now, it's all God. But there's various levels. We've certainly all encountered some people, and we would say, okay, that's an extremely wise person. They just seem to have so much wisdom, so much love, so much compassion within them. And then we will also talk to people, let's say, that are on the opposite end of that spectrum. And that really does have to do with what's inside them. And this is the various levels of sentience. And nowhere else in the entire multiverse are these various levels of sentience pronounced more so than they hear on Earth.
We're with RJ Spina. His book is called Supercharged Self-Healing, and his website is ascendthefrequencies.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, but he's also on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You got a full social development here going on, don't you?
I'm trying, George. I'm trying to keep up with it. It's not my forte, but luckily I have the right people around me to help me with that.
I want to get into, in a moment, how you cured yourself from life-threatening conditions that even doctors said you couldn't do, but you pulled it off. We'll get into that in a second. But we're going through a crazy time right now, RJ. I mean, it's just bizarre. I can feel it, and you can see it on people's faces. You can hear it on the news. I mean, these mass shootings, people have gone crazy. What's happening?
From my perspective, George, what we're seeing are the thrashings of a dying consciousness. So we have been limited, or we have really limited ourselves to what we just refer to as what I call body consciousness, which is just five physical senses. So therefore, we've really limited ourselves to the data stream that's available to us just with a limited bandwidth of what we can see, what we can hear, what we can touch, what we can taste, what we can smell. And we have aligned ourselves with beliefs, concepts and ideologies. And a lot of these beliefs, concepts, and ideologies are being shown for what they really are. They're false. And so you're seeing this identification. People have built their ego mind identity, what I call the EMI, which from a physics perspective, by the way, is also electromagnetic interference, which is the signal that is not our true signal. It's the information that we're picking up. Now, once you align yourself with the information that we're picking up here and you believe in it wholeheartedly, and it turns out that a lot of these things are just untrue, there's corruption, there's deception, widespread corruption and deception. And so it's really we're seeing the thrashings, the dying of a certain level of consciousness. And what we're moving into, George, is that we can no longer evolve ourselves through beliefs, and beliefs are the things outside of ourselves. We use beliefs because we don't know. Once you know, you don't need beliefs. And what we're entering into is this age of knowing the self. And you cannot know yourself through anything outside of yourself, which is why we're seeing all these institutions dying and crumbling and being shown for what they really are, an illusion. And so some people are having a very, very difficult time with that because their entire identity is wrapped up in these things. And as these things are crumbling, they actually can't handle that. And other people are, I'm not going to say are welcoming it, but they're able to work with this because they've always had a sense that these things weren't really authentic, it wasn't really them, and they weren't working with beliefs. They were working with more of a sense of knowing who and what they really are. And so all this kind of information and programs like yours, George, are helping this entire process of us awakening into a new level of consciousness.
It shouldn't be that difficult. It should be easy for most people, shouldn't it?
Well, we would hope so. We would hope so. But ultimately, there are no shoulds or should nots. They're simply an experience, and then we get feedback from that experience. The more that we hang on to things outside of ourselves, the more that we suffer the transition of things. And so the less that we attach ourselves to these things outside of ourselves, the more that we're going to be able to gently go into this new level of consciousness. And those, just like you talked about, those that are having a very hard time are because they're so attached to these things outside themselves, certain beliefs, certain concepts, the shoulds. And when those things aren't coming to fruition, the egoic mind cannot handle the disintegration of these things, and there's kind of a short circuitry that happens.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
RJ Spina, you are one of a kind. Now let's talk about this incredible situation where you were given no hope. You overcame what was a permanent chest-down paralysis. What happened to you?
Yeah, that's the question, right? What happened? So I was diagnosed with sepsis, George. So I had...
How'd you get it?
There's no answer. The doctors, doctors have no real answer for that. But it was throughout my body. I became permanently paralyzed. I was riddled with disease. I was told that I would only have 48 hours to live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was suffering from something called autonomic dysreflexia. And anyone who knows about someone who's paralyzed or a quadriplegic or a paraplegic, any injury above T6 on your spine greatly damages the autonomic system. The autonomic system was what runs automatically: heart rate, pulse, body temperature, breathing. And so mine was also haywire. So all of these things, permanent paralysis, that along with all these other diseases, were all happening at the same time, and I had emergency life-saving surgery. Now, the short answer, it's not the complete answer, George, but the short answer is, because I've always been different, when I woke up from emergency life-saving surgery, I authentically had awakened into what is, cosmic consciousness, all the knowing of how self-healing and self-realization actually works. All this information that I share with humanity was back in my hands. And so I instantaneously, it was a muscle memory, I knew how to put myself back together. It's like the veil of forgetting had literally been removed. And I used to say as a kid, if I ever get sick, I'll just heal myself. So even as a child, I was remembering what was going to happen because it was my life plan, and we all have a life plan. So all the know-how, if you will, George, just came back to me, and I literally started explaining, even in the ICU, and my book talks about this. I started explaining in the ICU that I was going to put myself back together. I wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to get better. I explained in great detail the higher consciousness metaphysics of self-healing and self-realization, how this works with different frequencies, desire and intention, and harnessing your body of energy and your consciousness to your highest desire, et cetera, et cetera. So I laid it out in such detail that people were like, how in the world do you know any of this? And my answer was, I just remember, and I was able to go ahead and do this, and in 100 days, it's all documented, as you know, I walked unassisted, I'm no longer sick.
Amazing.
And these are the same teachings that are in the book Supercharged Self-Healing that have helped I don't know how many thousands of people all over the world at this point.
Would you call it a miracle, RJ?
I think, George, that when we use our ego-mind identity, the electromagnetic interference, that we're living on the edge of a miracle. And when we work with our true self directly, our I am, our sentience, we are at the creation point of the miracle itself. And so I feel these teachings put that power and that sovereignty back into our hand so that we can create, if we want to use the word miracle, we can, so that these miracles are intentional. I predicted in great detail that I would heal myself, and I predicted even to the day that I would heal myself. So in that sense, it's a miracle, but it's an intentional miracle. And these metaphysics, these enlightened higher consciousness metaphysics, are applicable to everyone. They apply to everyone. And it's when we work directly with what we are, George, that we can command the miracles in our life.
What did you do differently that somebody else would not have been able to do and might have died?
Probably everything. So I paid no attention to what anyone had to say. These were all well-educated, well-meaning health professionals that literally told me that I'm delusional and that you can't get better, and you need to accept the fact, RJ, that you're a paraplegic, you're never going to walk again, and that you're incredibly sick, and you have to take all these medications all the time. Now, they really had my best interest at heart, but they were 100% wrong. And I knew they were, even before they started telling me all the information that they've memorized. So what I did, or what I call it in the simplest terms, George, it's the deconstruction of the false self. Now, the false self is the ego-mind identity, mm-hmm. or the electromagnetic interference. Now, I was attuned through this destruction of my body. I became reattuned to what I really am, that source point, that miracle machine that we really are. My body-mind became attuned to that. Now, once I was attuned to that, I simply followed my intuition, which flows into you, and we call that wisdom. I followed exactly what it is that I knew to do. So everything that I was doing was the opposite of what I was told. I paid no attention to what I was told because I knew it had nothing to do with me. I was in complete control of my healing. And the most important thing I want everyone to know is that you have to give yourself permission to heal. You might not get it from your doctor or your chiropractor or your clergy or your wife or your husband, whoever. You might not get the permission. You have to give it to yourself. And that's the starting point of self-healing. It's also the starting point of liberation and self-realization.
Did you realize and know you were in the groove when this was clicking along for you?
Yeah, it was immediate, George. When I literally woke up, and I remember it like it was 1 second ago, it was exactly 3 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up in the ICU, and the first thing that I did, they actually took this out of the book, by the way, but the first thing that I did was I was like, okay, I'm back in my body. And then I looked down to see that I had still, all of my body was still there. Now, I was paralyzed before the operation, so I just looked to make sure that everything was still there, that I'm still here. Okay, I'm still RJ,
yeah.
So to speak. Okay, now I know exactly what to do. Like, it was literally instantaneous, immediately. It's all the know-how and knowledge was given right back to me because it was always within me. It was just blocked by my own electromagnetic interference or the ego-mind identity, all these thought patterns that we have that do not allow us to touch our timeless wisdom.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.